What's up, everybody? You are listening to Switch Flicks, the podcast where we love and hate movies at the same time. I'm your host, Omar, and I'm here with my sexy animated rabbit, Haysom. Haysom, how's it going?
You know, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's really into basketball.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When I talked to her last time, she said she's a player, which is why she has to practice with five black guys every night.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's good though. Haysom and I review something. One of us will have to love it. One of us will have to hate it. Who does what will be determined by the flip of a coin? Was it like 5-on-1?
It was a 5-on-1 game.
Right.
You know?
Who won?
I don't know, but I was traveling.
You were traveling. All right. Back to the thing. The coin of fate.
The coin of fate?
The coin of fate. The catch is that at any point in our debate, we can use the switch to change positions. So if you loved it, you now hate it. And if you hated it, you now love it. Spoilers, as always. Today, we are reviewing Space Jam. So spoilers really don't matter, do they, in this case?
No.
Let us begin with our patented one breath synopsis. Here we go. Space Jam: A New Legacy is a 2021 American live-action animated sports comedy film directed by Malcolm D. Lee, serving as a standalone sequel to Space Jam when basketball superstar LeBron James rejects the pitch from an AI named Algorithm, played by Don Cheadle. He is sucked into the digital world along with his young son, Dom. To get home safely and save his son, LeBron is challenged to play and win a virtual game of basketball against Al's digitized champions of the court, a powered-up roster called the Goon Squad. As the game progresses, LeBron has to learn the valuable lesson that he should learn to have fun and embrace his inner Looney Tunes if he wants to win the game and the hearts of his son.
I'm now about to flip the coin of fate. If it lands on heads, you love Space Jam and New Legacy.
I forgot that.
What
are we doing?
If it lands on heads, you love Space Jam and New Legacy. If it lands on tails, you hate it. Here goes nothing. Tails. You hate Space Jam and New Legacy. I grew up watching the Space Jam movie. I had the VHS. I watched it over and over again. And it's time for a new basketball superstar to play with the Looney Tunes. A new legacy is indeed that. A new legacy. You know, I'm not into sports much, so I don't know sports metaphors. But as the saying in basketball goes, this movie is a home dunk.
Home dunk. That's not a basketball
hit it
metaphor.
Out of the hoop, star.
No, that's baseball mixed with that is two different sports mixed together.
Hockey. You know?
Right.
It's a full Yahtzee, as they say.
No. See, you are completely mistaken. This soulless commercial, 2.5-hour commercial for Warner Brothers is literally just a cash grab, an attempt to try to market Warner Brothers to the world, to these young impressionable minds, to try to, sell the product that is Warner Brothers. It somewhere underneath it is a self-aware kind of movie that says to itself, oh, this has been created by an algorithm, but then it doesn't even do that. So it's not even self-aware. Ultimately, it's just a mess. It's not a real movie.
Listen, you are cynical. That's not what this movie is. Warner Brothers has such a rich legacy, right? And this movie is celebrating the legacy of Warner Brothers, one of the oldest studios that exists. That's why we get to experience The Matrix. We get to experience Mad Max Fury Road. We get to see Casablanca. We get to see all these great films. These are all Easter eggs that decorate.
It's a movie that is just Easter eggs. That's all this movie is. It's a series of Easter eggs with terrible acting. I mean, there's so much to hate of this film. Really, the fact that I get to hate this film makes my job really easy because there's just so much to dislike. From the top, you've got LeBron James.
Okay.
Pretty much the... I mean, come on, man. Like, okay, I get that you need to have this big name basketball star, right? I get that, right? You know, at least Jordan was charismatic. At least Jordan had some charisma. LeBron James is like, he's just like stiff as a board. He does nothing. He looks so ridiculous. The guy deserves better. LeBron James deserves better because he's actually, I'm sure he seems to be a great guy. But oh my God, this film is like, it makes him look like an idiot.
You know what? Like the moral of this movie is that we shouldn't forget to have fun, right? And that's what's happened with you. You have forgotten how to have fun. Right. If I was this movie at the same age I was Space Jam, I would be obsessed with this just like I was with that.
Look, man, at least
if you were to look with your eyes right now, you'd say Michael Jordan isn't a great actor either. LeBron does a better job, if not he's as good. And that's what you don't want a great acting role. You just want the charisma of a basketball superstar.
Let me tell you something about the first Space Jam. It sucked. This first Space Jam, everyone talks about the first Space Jam like, oh, it's the first Space Jam. No, it was a marketing ploy. That's it. We only think we have good memories of the original Space Jam because we loved Michael Jordan and we liked the Looney Tunes. And at the time, the Looney Tunes were way more relevant. At the time, the Looney Tunes were still on air. Now they're like digging up the corpses of the Looney Tunes, putting them on display in this grotesque form where all of a sudden they're trying to make them come back to life and make them modern. And it just doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. And there's literally maybe two kind of funny jokes in the entire film.
You have obviously lost all my respect and any saying as a critic because you said Space, the first one, sucks. And therefore, now all your opinions are invalid. There was some great music.
As a film.
It's so funny.
What the hell? What the hell? That's not a film?
We watch the films to be entertained, and that's what Space Jam is. As for the Looney Tunes, you know, you say they're irrelevant. The movie made $35 million in the first week. How did it make that if it was irrelevant?
$35 million? Yeah. Not a lot of money for a movie to make.
In pandemic times, that's a lot of money. No, that's a lot of money.
No, you know? And then how was it in the second week?
It was the highest grossing family movie.
How was it in the second
week? It had a smaller drop than Black Widow. The Marvel Cinematic Universe. Smaller drop in the second week than Black Widow.
Black Widow was pretty much the worst movie of the Marvel Universe to come out recently, you know? And so the fact is that if you're trying to measure the success of a movie by how much money it makes, you know, then you're going to have a lot of stinkers that made a lot of money. And by the way, it didn't make a lot of money.
I'm just showing that it's irrelevant. I'm not saying it's good because it made money, right? And let's talk about some of the great other performances by Don Cheadle, for example, as the very well-named LG Rhythm. What a fun name that character has. And what a great performance.
What a joke. His name is LG Rhythm. He literally is the greatest villain that I have ever seen come to life. Don Cheadle is LG Rhythm. It beats Pennywise. Get the hell out of here, Pennywise. Beats the shark from Jaws. Get the fuck out of here, okay? We're talking about LG Rhythm. This guy is devious. He is conniving. He is powerful. He is imaginative. He is an AI. He is brilliant. He's got limitless intellectual capacity. He is able to suck people.
What?
He's able to suck people.
So he's sucking LeBron's son in this.
He's sucking them into the serververse, his universe that has all of the depths of the Warner Brothers properties, which literally, you know what we needed this film for? We needed it to remind us how incredible Warner Brothers is. Warner Brothers has raised me. Okay. I am a result of the Looney Tunes, of all of their movies. I grew up with that stuff. You know, and he is their darkest villain.
This movie completely backfires, by the way, if it's a marketing ploy, which it is, right? Because it shows how irrelevant that Warner Brothers has become. The properties that this show choose to show is what? The Matrix from like what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
What have they done in the last? They can't even show anything cool like from the past 10 years.
So guess what? Guess what's coming up?
What?
The next Matrix is going to be coming out pretty soon. Of course, they're gonna you know, bring it up a little bit.
Do they have the sequel to Casablanca coming too in this kids movie? They have
they're showing their history. They're showing they reach back decades upon decades. Casablanca,
they are smearing the name of these.
Play it again, Sam. All right. Play it again.
What a stupid! This movie is so full of dumb jokes.
You want some jokes? Okay. You know, when Wile E. Coyote's riding on the, in Mad Max Fury Road, and then he like sprays his mouth with silver and he goes, what is it? It's what's the thing again? Remember me or whatever it is. I forgot.
I can't remember what it is either. Yeah.
Funny. It was very funny is what it was. And then that joke, that diamond of a joke when they're like, we've got Michael Jordan, and then it turns out to be Michael B. That Jordan instead of Michael A. Jordan. That was
this
goddamn hilarious.
That was that the one good joke that this movie had, right?
And then lots of jokes.
And then the basketball. What the hell is with the style points thing? If you're gonna make a sports movie, then let the sports make sense. Like over here, the basketball has no rules, which means it has no stakes. And why is he fighting his son? The entire plot of this is so stupid. It is the stupidest thing I've seen.
Listen, okay. Just because you never had a family that loves you, just because you've never had a father figure that tried to encourage you to be a better person means that you're not going to relate to it, okay? You don't see that what this movie is really about. It's about fatherhood. You know, it's about fatherhood because why? Because yes. Okay. This film is for a young audience because the people who grew up with Space Jam now have kids. So, I am callous and childless. So that's, I am my own inner child. And we all know that I have a child inside of me. You know, we've said that many times on the show.
It was sucked. So I can suck the child into your server
verse. No. Okay. You know, I went to see this film and I was engaged deeply because I have,
you were engaged to a child, from what I remember.
So look, Reem is not very tall, but she's certainly not a child.
Okay.
Okay. She's older than you are.
Yes.
All right. So the point is that the people who this is aimed at are adults now, and they've got kids. So this speaks to their kids and this speaks to them. The lesson that is in this film is you need to, first of all, embrace, you're loony. Yeah. All right. That's true. But the deeper lesson is about the relationship between a father and a son. And that is something that is really meaningful and deep, And yes, it's wrapped up in a lot of
Bad acting by LeBron James.
By LeBron. Okay, thanks.
And overacting by Don Cheadle. And then why are these characters from the Pennywise in this? There's characters from A Clockwork Orange
They're all Warner Brothers property. And the thing is that when you've got the kids who are watching this, they're not going to relate, the character. They're not going to notice the character from Pennywise, from Clockwork Orange, but they will recognize the characters from shows that they've seen. But the parents will recognize the Clockwork Orange reference. And this is all to show, how much heart Warner Brothers has.
If a parent went with their kid to watch this movie, they would abandon their child.
Switch.
People should conceive children while watching this movie because of how sexy Lola Bunny is.
Oh, God.
Right? Lola Bunny. Okay? She plays basketball. She's athletic. She wears shorts. I had a crush on her as a child, and as an adult, she was my jam. Okay. Uh-huh. She was my Space Jam. This movie's the characters, it's so great to be with these characters.
I feel like what they've done.
Bugs Bunny, Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter is not the guy. That's a DC character. Marvin the Martian. Marvin the Martian. Yes. Right?
Daffy Duck. It's so great to spend time with these characters.
All this was taking these characters and plugging them into different universes in a way that doesn't have any cleverness, like showing the granny in the Matrix or showing, there was only one element that, there was one place where it might've been a little bit clever, but the rest of the times it was so, it was just uninspired, unimaginative, and really, you know, kind of sad to see that they were just slapping all of these things together and not really making them do anything new. You know, the Looney Tunes that we grew up with had spirit. They had heart. They were drawn and animated and written by people who really cared deeply about what they were doing, about their craft, about about the meaning of of Looney Tunes at the time. And now what they were doing is just kind of slapping them together in order to use them on the billboard.
You know what's amazing about this film? It was made by a full minority cast and crew. You know, the director's black. The creator's black.
How dare
the
you?
Actors are black. This is a black story about, their family time. And I think that should be supported. And by you saying that you don't like this movie,
son of a bitch,
you are saying that you don't care about black
I
people.
I am a minority, okay? As a Palestinian who happens to look white, I am an undercover person of color.
Wow.
A UPOC.
How dare you play the race card when we're talking about black people and how they're misjudged. This movie is about representation.
This film will hide behind its claims at representation in order to take something that was clearly fabricated by an algorithm itself and then trying to sell it off as being something that actually has meaning. And that is shameful.
That is so clever, by the way.
Shame on you, Warner Brothers.
The movie is so self-aware that they're parodying the studio system. You don't understand the parody that this whole movies are made by algorithm. It has something to say about movies.
This film had an original director that was then fired. And then they had a new director.
Good
come
riddance
on board, right?
To that guy.
The original director was the one who had the vision that this should be much more self-aware. And he had the idea that, you'd have this algorithm that's making the film. And actually it ends up being that the film is made by an algorithm and it would...
Algorithm. Okay, how clever.
Right? So the point is that when they got the second director on board, the second director just did the second director did whatever the Hollywood studio, whatever Warner Brothers wanted them to do.
You know, speaking of representation, by the way, okay, it also represents people like who have stutters, like Notorious P.I.G. You know, this movie is showing, you know, that they can rap too. It's helping people with speech impediments.
Speech impediments.
I have a speech impediment where I can't say the letter P. I have a very small anus. Anyway, what I'm saying is this movie is good for kids. It's got moral value. It reminds us of why we love the movies, and I absolutely love Space Jam. When I watched this movie, I believed I could fly.
And with that, we have reached the natural conclusion of this debate. Wow, what an ending. Wow, you believed you could fly. So tell me, Isam, what do you really think about Space Jam and New Legacy?
It wasn't very good.
No, it was not.
I don't think it was as terrible as a lot of people do. Very fondly remember the original Space Jam. And this doesn't have that certain magic that movie does for me. Though it might just be because, you know, I was a child when I watched that movie. And that movie, if I watch it again, is probably not very good. But it was a movie that I rewatched many times. And in that way, this movie is a remake of that movie, but a little more fleshed out. It had some funny jokes. I wasn't distracted by the whole Warner Brothers magic. I was just kind of like, for me, it was just kind of Easter eggs. LeBron's okay. He's not a good actor. The first 20 minutes or so of this movie is horrible. Like some of the worst things I've ever seen. But then once the Looney Tunes came in the picture, like I kind of enjoyed some of the references and the basketball match was fun enough as a sports movie. So I didn't hate it, but that's not a recommendation either.
It's hard for me to judge this film because it's not a film. I don't see this as being a movie that is worthy of talking about in cinematic terms. This is a commercial. This is an extended commercial that has no real depth besides one element, which is that there's a father and son relationship. But that father and son relationship is aggravating because the fact is that LeBron James is a total dickhead in this film. Like, he acts like a complete idiot. Like, he's forcing his son to be a basketball player. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in his mansion. He's like, no, you got to be a basketball. Like, what are you talking about? Of course, a father who has any self-awareness would not do that, right?
You know? You should talk to my father. He wants me to be a basketball
player. Does he?
Yeah. He's not one.
He's not. He's just insisting.
He just insists. Mm. He's like, here's a new thing you can fail at. Be a basketball player.
So the point is that, you know, when I watched this film, it was embarrassing, you know, because you cannot, you know, I kept thinking, well, it's for kids, but you can't hide behind that. I'm sorry. A film cannot hide behind the idea that, oh, this is for kids. And so it shouldn't matter. You know, as a film, even if you're taking your kids to go see this film, this should work on multiple levels. Any good content or movies or stories or whatever for that are made for kids work also for the adults that are watching them as well, because they're intelligent. This film literally just
the STEM kids screaming.
And that's the sound of the children screaming. Because of how horrible this movie is. The point is that this film, it digs up all of this Warner Brothers property, dusts it off, slaps it together in a very commercial way, you know, and I should know, because as a commercial director, I can see exactly how this was put together. This was like, what system can we create that we can plug all of the different, you know, property into? Oh, the serververse. Well, first of all, just don't even think about how soulless that is. Okay, this film takes all of the art that creators have made, that directors and writers and producers and actors and everyone, every one of these pieces of quote unquote property, because that's how Warner Brothers sees it. It sees these things as property to be owned and stuck inside a serververse. There's no mention of the creative process that came up with it. There's no mention of, there's no spirit, there's no soul. It's like, these are just things that they own, you know? And that's the major flaw in it, is that it reveals, without I think even intending to, I think in the original script it was intentional, but then in the way it was executed, they were blind to it. It reveals how Warner Brothers and major studios see the quote unquote property that they have, that is just something to be stored in their server that they can then trot out and make some money off of, you know? And it's gross. Like, I did not like that. It made me feel bad. I was like, this is not, it diminishes every single thing that they show.
I don't know. I don't know why it just didn't hit me that way when I was watching it. I did not think of it as like a commercial or they were advertised. They weren't like, go watch Austin Powers now, right? I think it was, you know,
they were just showing off. They're like, look what we've got. We've got Rick and Morty. We've got this. Oh, you like this, don't you? Connect it to Warner Brothers. You like this, don't you? Connect it to Warner Brothers.
I don't know.
It's a big show off. That's it.
I don't think they're, because if it was them showing off, then why are they showing off? Why is this the thing that chose to, why? Austin Power, that hasn't been relevant for like 15 years.
Because it's for us. It's not for the kids. It's they wanted to show it off to the adults who do remember this.
I don't know. I feel like it's a different kind of thing that I think they had the idea of doing it. And I don't think it's a way to promote their movies. It's just that
not to promote their movies. It's a way to promote their brand. It's a way to promote Warner Brothers to say, we are juggernauts. They're trying to say, look at us. We are Warner Brothers. We have a massive history in film. Yeah. Look at all the quote property that we own. Hey, you remember all these great things that you love, like The Matrix, like, you know, all the, whatever film that they're showing, Mad Max, that's ours.
I don't know if that's like, it just didn't hit me that way. I don't think it was good or tastefully done. And I don't think just the idea of maybe putting the, you know, Looney Tunes in movies, there's something funny there, but most of it isn't really fun. I did laugh when he was in Roadrunner, to be honest.
There were two points when I laughed. It was Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And it was the Michael B. Jordan versus those two are the funny jokes.
Like, why is Granny in The Matrix?
That's what I'm trying to say. Stupid. Because they just had, they had an equation. On one side, they had all the characters.
Yeah.
And on the other side, they had all the movies and franchises that they wanted to highlight. And they probably left some out because they just didn't make the cut. But all they were doing was like, oh, Speedy Gonzalez. Oh, yeah, he could be slow, right? Slow down time. So Matrix.
I guess. And it's like, God,
guys, come on. This is literally an algorithm. You know?
I imagine it was just maybe the creator is trying to have some fun with the thing. But even apart from just that, like the movie is just kind of... It's kind of
long
listless.
And boring.
It's just, it's long. And, you know, the basketball game doesn't make a lot of sense.
There was something that I forgot that was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
There was something that was really funny. Okay.
Yes.
LeBron James is acting.
Oh, yeah. He's bad.
He's so bad.
Yes.
That you laugh.
Yes.
Like the way he reacts to things makes you laugh.
No.
No. Wait, what? You know, like, huh? like it was so bad that actually helped the film because it kind of made me enjoy laughing at him.
I just thought it was kind of inoffensive, and there was a couple of times where I laughed. The Looney Tunes weren't that loony. The basketball game was,
But I was offended. This is the thing. I was really deeply offended by this because it's felt. Like this was fabricated by people who used the property. They used it.
Yeah.
They didn't respect these films. They didn't, it didn't feel like there was respect for the characters or for the movies that they were referencing. They were just using them to show off. And then when you kind of do that, you see that the people who were coming up with this and pushing it, it's like they don't care about the individual films. They just see them as one mass of things that they own. Like when you see them as represented as the characters in the back, in the crowd during the game. That was a really great representation of the film as a whole.
Yeah.
A bunch of characters that are terrible representations of the characters that they originally represent, right? Like they looked awful.
Yeah.
They looked like cosplayers. Like they looked like bad cosplayers.
Yeah.
They looked like people, extras who were kind of like... brought like, hey, come, and like dressed up in a shabby version of one of the characters that they represent, like Pennywise or Batman.
There's a lot of characters. I'm like, who are these people? Right.
They looked ridiculous. They looked bad. They were like, oh my God, did they really do this? Like it looked like, okay, guys, everybody wave.
Yeah.
You know, like it was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad, especially because the crowd was so prominent. Like you really saw a lot of details in the crowd. They, and they see it as one amorphous mass of characters.
Yes.
You know, there was no cleverness. There was no soul. This film is soulless.
There's one more thing that I disliked, and that is that most of it takes, like the basketball game itself, it takes place in like this digital basketball. Like in the original Space Jam, like if I remember correctly, they play in an actual court where the Looney Tunes are animated.
Yes.
If that makes any sense. But over here,
like a Roger Rabbit type of cell animation in real life.
Yes. But over here, everything is animated and LeBron and like Don Cheadle is the opposite. And it's not as fun. Like it's just not great. It's not as fun. It sucks.
I'm trying to think of what I liked about it.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's going to be hard for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think, okay, what did I actually like about it? You know, strip away all of the layers of grime that I'm like, oh my God, this was so tasteless. Mm-hmm. And all I remember were two jokes.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that I liked about it. I'm trying to think. I didn't like LeBron. The kid was all right.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him. You know, I don't dislike the kid, but it's like, okay, he's the kid.
He's the
kid. You know? I didn't like the idea that the LeBron is such a dickhead that he's like, I don't recognize that my kid is actually brilliant and is so clever that he's made his own game. I'm just got like, oh, I just wanted to be a basketball player. I didn't like that. I thought it was dumb. I didn't like the exploitation of the film, of all the films. I liked the way that the characters were kind of animated.
Yeah.
They looked kind of cool, you know? Mm-hmm. but that wasn't enough. It's very hard for me to try to scrape away this and find the things that I like.
The 3D animation.
No, I'm talking about the 2D.
Okay, because it was animation. Really weird once they became 3D.
No, like, yeah, that was odd. But when you saw, I did like seeing the characters again.
Yeah,
I did like seeing that. I did like kind of revisiting them.
Yeah.
But
I would have liked it if they had give them some kind of reckoning with like the modern, maybe there's something there about them trying to reckon with the modern world. Yes, right.
That would have been more interesting.
Like the idea that, okay, so there's the serververse and they've all moved to different places, right? That's kind of the idea.
Exactly.
And there's something there where it's about them feeling like they're from the past and they're trying to figure out what this new, I mean,
I guess, right. But, you know, fine.
None of that.
They didn't do that.
None of that's in the movie. Yeah. So, tell me, how many what scores? What the hell?
Scores?
Slam points? Dunks? How slam many dunks? Points?
Slam dunks. You really don't know anything about basketball, do you?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, it's really, look, I clearly think this movie's a travesty, right? If this movie was made by a smaller, organization, or like if it was made with heart, then I would give it points for trying. But that wouldn't make sense because this is a Warner Brothers film made to show off Warner Brothers property in order to sell Warner Brothers and blah, blah, blah. So I'm not going to give it a pass. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10, wow.
One for each joke that made me laugh. They can go to hell because I hated this film.
I give it a 5 out of 10. It's passable. I didn't find it offensive. I laughed a couple of times.
I didn't even realize how offended I was until we had this conversation. I didn't like it, but now talking about it and thinking about it and contemplating it, you get a 2 out of 10. And that's the lowest score that I've ever given to any movie in the history of our show. I think, right? I think so.
I
think that's it.
Preferred this movie to the next movie that we're going to review.
Well, then let's see how that goes.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Switch Flicks. If you loved or hated the show, please do rate, comment, subscribe. Your support is the soulless cash grab of our hearts.
That's all, folks.